From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
And we're back. We're talking about firsts today. It's not all babies sleeping through for the first time, taking their first steps. There are so many other firsts. And since we're sort of midway through the primary section now, I guess there are so many more firsts that we don't even realize are coming.
Yeah, no, definitely.
The first long holiday trip.
Lang patry.
When was yours?
My daughter was about 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
We were going camping with my parents.
With a 9 month old?
Yeah, but I would only do it with my parents. With my mom. My mom is not a... She loves camping,
mm-hmm.
But she'll take the whole house with. So in summer, you've got a fan, you've got shade, you've got a kettle, you've got everything. And it was my it was my parents and my sister. So I was okay. I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of
that you have
to take with you is just insane.
Yeah.
And I remember packing for like 2 days. And everything, the whole car was full, and it wasn't my shit. Like, my stuff was one little bag, because I don't care. I'm going to shower once and just change my clothes, because everyone stinks anyway.
Turn your socks inside out. And
and it was the camping cot. It was the bottles. It was the bottle warmer. Mm. It was her baby bag.
Mm.
Bath time when you're on holiday. Like, it looks like you are going on another holiday while you're on holiday with all the stuff that you're, like, dragging along with you. I remember us going to the coast.
Mm.
And also just when you go to the beach, oh, my Lord, the amount of stuff you have to take. Now it's a breeze. Now I pack, like, 15 minutes. It's just...
I don't even pack. I'm like,
oh, really?
Dude, what do you have? Do you have sunscreen? I always have sunscreen. Do you have pluckies, hat? Cool, let's go.
It's always been like that?
Now that he's a little bit older.
Okay.
I was quite... Look, what I'm very, like, heavy on packing when we go anywhere is the medicine kit.
Okay.
Okay. Because what if he starts a little sniffle? If I don't catch it right away, we're going to have trouble in a week's time. Like... I pack an antibiotic, a topical cream, because you never know. He might scrape his knee on a rusty old nail.
You are the mom that I am not, because I always think about it.
Okay.
But
see,
I just
don't want to sit with a shit show afterwards. Like, I'd rather catch it now.
Yeah.
I'm a little German.
I always figure, like, there'll be a pharmacy. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but like if you're going camping or what?
Eh.
Write it out.
My husband does like the Imodium and Buscopan.
Yeah.
For that. That's always somewhere in my bag. But the rest, like really. But how is your first like going away? Do you remember that?
I do not. Like baby, he must have. Oh, I do. Yo, that just came back. Like, and he hit me really.
Wow.
See, it was so traumatic.
Okay.
So
fill it.
A friend and I, my son was what?
Oh, I remember this.
He was, I don't even remember. He was older than a year. Might have been two. He wasn't two. He was somewhere between the two. And a friend and I with my little one and hers. Yeah, hers was like four. At the time, her daughter. We were going for a girls' break.
With the kids?
My mom lives at the coast, so the plan was to drop the kids at my mom's. And then by the roadblock here by Vintook, mine started screaming. And I'm talking like...
The demon level.
He's in it.
How do you still have a voice?
Yes.
Who are you? Get a priest kind of screaming.
That.
Okay.
Nothing nothing would shut him up.
Why was he screaming?
He didn't want to be in the car seat.
Okay.
He didn't. And my friend's daughter would try and entertain him with something, like, I'm coming places. Nope.
Wasn't
just
having
kept
it.
Going. Just keep going.
For how long did he keep going?
Till our eyes did this. and then we get to Arandas.
Okay.
So we're pretty much at our destination. So it's been hours of screaming.
Not like all the time.
All
just
the time.
Going and going.
All the time. And I have this brainwave. And I say to my friend, in the glove box, there's wet wipes. Give him the whole packet of wet wipes. She turned around. She's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it anyway. she like leans back and she gives him the wet wipes. And he opens it and he stops. Because now he's starting to pull out one wet wipe after the other. And I don't know. Oh, so on the way back, we bought 5 packs of wet wipes. Didn't help.
Didn't help on the way back. Oh, my gosh.
He started screaming again. So much so that when we got on the bypass here, I started phoning my husband. I was like, wait for me at the gate and take this child because I cannot anymore.
That was hectic.
Yeah, I can't remember the baby first trips. Mm.
But the first time where it was like really hard.
Yes, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, I get anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Speaking about meltdowns, I remember first real meltdown, mine, not theirs. But I'm talking like really, really meltdown. Like I lost my several times.
Yeah.
But the whole like, I am going to sit in the corner crying. I'm not talking about when they're babies. Okay. And you're like, I'm going to put you down and step away slowly and go and find myself. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about full on, I am incapable of holding myself together at all. And it was actually last year.
Oh, you held out long.
I just kept it on inside. My husband had already moved because he had gotten a new job. He had to go a few months before us.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I was dealing with the kids alone. And mornings were still really, really hard. Mm. I hated mornings. Now it's fine, but absolutely dreaded mornings. And my kids were just being difficult that whole week. And it was crying and it was tantrums and just. And the one morning I had just, I couldn't. And one of the kids had like a little bit of a meltdown.
Last straw that broke the camel's back.
And I started bawling my eyes out and I screamed, I cannot do this. And I slammed the door and I phoned my mom. And, ooh, look, it's my husband phoning. I have to tell him I'm in a meeting. Please text and I'll call you back. Anyway, so I
called
my mom. And I said to her, crying, I cannot do this. I cannot get them ready for school. I cannot get myself ready. I am falling apart. Can one of you please come and help me? And that was also the first time where I'd actually admitted in a moment that I can't. Because usually I'm the one that just, I have a moment and I come back and you just get on with it. Mm. And I was physically, mentally, emotionally incapable of doing anything. And they'd come and they helped me get them ready and they took them to school. And I remember that. And I think it was also a good thing in a way because it broke the ice around asking for help and saying, I can't do this. I can't power through this. It's not the thinking I can't do this and then just getting on with it. Mm. It was just, I was paralyzed. I remember that. So that is normal.
That scares me a little.
Mm. Why?
Because I haven't had that.
That's a great thing.
No, but maybe it's still coming and it's going to be big.
Maybe not.
Because I can be a little dramatic as well.
I think you get your drama out. I don't get my drama out. You get your drama out every now and again.
Maybe I got so much of the drama out when I kicked the door. And it's still there.
Yep.
So maybe.
Has your kid ever cussed and used it correctly?
Yeah, when he was a toddler. You know, cause they hear it. They pick things up with, like, the conversation at the braai and what.
Or when you're angry and you don't swear softly.
Yeah, but he... So he used it once or twice. My husband flipped out.
Oh, really?
And I was like, dude, no. This is not that reaction we have, because then you're going to make it a thing.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it again. He's very sensitive to it when I lose my and I go bonkers.
You see, you get your drama out.
I do, I guess. Yeah, because then he'll get really emotional. Because I guess...
Your husband or your child? Who are we talking about?
My child.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
Like, there was once, I think my son was four or five. And he was very, like, verbal diarrhea that day and, like, very overstimulating me to the point where I was like, can't do this. And I was making a new quiche recipe or something, never made it before. And right before I put it in the oven, I just ran through the ingredients quickly to see if I'd missed anything. And lo and behold, I missed something.
Was it the eggs?
The cream or the milk or the something. And softly, because now I'm already annoyed because like I'm screwing this thing up and he's talking all the time and making noises and throwing things. And very softly, I thought, I said... And then he turns around and he goes, "You're not supposed to say that word, Mama."
And I looked at him. First time your child corrected your use of language.
And I looked at him and I went, and he went,
shame.
So I was like, thanks.
I also remember the first time that I realized that I'm not the only mom who swears in front of my kids. Now, this is, it's not first, like I knew. Mm. I know my friends, it happens and you know, but you have people that you don't really know that well and you think, oh, I wish I was like that mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has it all together. She just is always happy and smiley and so sweet with her child. And they must be so calm and collected at home. Like you've got this thing
they're
in your head of these people.
Not.
And my one child's friend, her parents are these, they're still these parents that I really look up to. And they really seem just perfect. And my daughter, I don't know what we were talking about at home. And she was like, "Mama, so-and-so said I'm like,
can't be.
What did you say? Like, oh, and what did you do? Like, I just said to her, "You're not supposed to say that."
No.
And I thought, oh, I swear so much and my kids don't. They don't like it when we cuss. Absolutely understand. And I don't do it like on purpose.
No, I don't. Right. It's not like part of our general vocab at home.
And is mine.
No, but when I get angry or like I really have to put my point across, then I will use it at home.
Yeah.
Which I think maybe that's why it upsets him if I do, because he knows.
No, the line has been drawn and my toe is over it.
Yeah.
Last first for me was my Spotify Your Year in Music. And I realized...
That ain't my year.
It ain't my year. And that's the moment that I decided I'm just going to pay a little bit more and create them their own little account.
Okay.
Because I also want to have my year in music.
Yes.
I don't want to put the "this mix made for you by Spotify" and then let it go comes on in the middle of my, like, you know, weird car driving music. Mm. So yeah, a lot of firsts we didn't anticipate. It's fun reminiscing about them, and I'm sure there are going to be more. You can catch up with us on Facebook, on TikTok, on nova.com.na,
Spotify.
You can listen to all the episodes that we've had before on both nova.com.na and Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
We're everywhere. We're like a rash. That won't go away. Oh, come on, don't be shocked by things that I say. Don't start now.
And then, obviously, we will be back next week, Wednesday, right here on One Africa.